The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Yes! What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
And here we are, another episode of The Kickout. What's going on?
I'm good, man. How are you, Ace?
I'm good, man. It's been a hectic week, actually.
Yeah, we're recording on a Saturday.
We're recording on a Saturday. Apologies. Because you know what? We get tweets all the time, like, we're getting a kickout today. And
We got a lot yesterday.
I can safely say today is not my fault.
No, it was actually my fault. But I actually blamed our guest who were in the studio today on you.
So I can't take blame.
All right, cool. But let's introduce our guests. We got my homegirl Denise and her sister Stephanie.
Hello.
These are two WWE lifelong fans. Thank you for joining us. We've had some female guests in the past. Actually, we've had like one female guest in the past, haven't we?
Yeah, and she was, I wouldn't say she was a guest. She was kind of more just ad-libbing.
Yeah, she was
ad-libbing. She was just in the room at the time.
It was like Puffy.
Yeah,
and we were like, you and I were like Biggie
and Mace.
She was like Roman Reigns, that's what she was doing.
Of course.
But these two, like, charisma for days, they're going to be great guests. So how are you both today? Are you guys good?
Not bad, you know, nice day today.
Yeah, it's very sunny
during
actually
the sun,
for February.
Once.
Good.
And
waiting outside for a bit.
Oh yeah, I have to apologise.
He's bad, you know.
Yeah, so not only did I delay the recording of this week, I actually told them I'll be 15 minutes late when I was leaving my house. So
that's a Skillet for you, though.
Yeah, that is.
But
I love you guys.
So
I love you guys.
How do you guys all know each other?
Denise and I used to work together.
Yeah. Oh, wicked.
London Eye days.
You used to work at the London Eye?
Yeah.
Do you know that? Like, how long has the London Eye been there now? I feel like I remember when
17 years.
I've never been on the London Eye.
Don't need to.
Yeah,
it's not necessary.
No, it's not worth it. Go on the Shard.
I'm not even trying to. I don't work there anymore.
Oh, did you work at the Shard as well?
No.
Denise fell out with management.
But the Shard is better than the London.
I've never done the Shard.
The Shard is nice.
It looks nice, but that's more of a dates, right? Romantic thing.
Yeah, because it's like restaurants and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, you can take a fine lady, a fine man out there.
I went to the Shard recently.
When's your anniversary, Ace?
No. I didn't. I was at the Shard recently. When did I go to the Shard?
You're probably DJing.
I can't remember, but it is high.
It's high.
It's so high. And the thing that freaked me out the most is you won't know this, but when guys go to the toilet, you pee against glass that is just facing London.
Do you know what I'm saying? So you pee against glass, that's basically. You're peeing and you have a beautiful view while you're peeing.
You just pee against London. Like, you just see the whole of London, but you're just peeing against a glass window that is just London.
Palace.
Yeah. Exactly that.
I've got a funny story about my time at the EI. When the Shard was announced, apparently the manager of the Shard, do you remember this, Denise?
The manager
of Shard like invited like a lot of like big wigs who run big companies around London to the opening, right? Yeah. So like before it opened to the public, it was like a private opening, right? And then he said to the London Eye manager, he said, "Oh look, they're looking at the view, like he said, yeah." And he goes to the manager, "Oh look, the London Eye looks pretty small from here." And the man was pissed. Oh, classic. Anyway,
it's probably funny because you didn't like him or something.
I didn't care. But it was funny to me because our manager was the one that told us.
Right.
So he was fuming about it. And I was there belling up. Like, that's funny.
Nah, he's very funny.
Anyway, let's talk about wrestling.
Should we go outside the ring before we go inside the ring?
Sure, yeah.
Teddy Long, Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Can we have a round of applause for Teddy Long, please? Now, wait a minute now, player. Now, hold on now, player.
Going to do a tag team match.
Yes. I'm going to put Stephanie and Denise in a match against Ace and Skillet.
You know what? Teddy Long was like my third favourite referee.
Really?
She only remembers him from being a referee.
Oh, Hebner was your first?
What? I remember him from being general manager, but obviously I didn't know he used to work for WCW.
He was a manager first.
I thought he was a referee first. Stephanie knows before me. She's my
your mentor.
Yeah, exactly. So like she scored me on that, and I was like, oh.
So Teddy Long's your third.
He's my third.
Who's your first?
Mike Chioda.
Mike.
Tim White. Tim White. Remember when they went on strike?
We met Mike Chioda.
Yeah, we did.
We met him in Texas.
Is it?
Yeah,
and he
we
was,
did.
He's actually like a road agent now.
I like Mike Chioda because he's dedicated for all us. Remember the twins? What's his name? The one that went to.
Oh, Hebner and Dave Hebner.
And his brother.
Oh, and Dave Hebner.
Yeah. What was he doing?
They were selling shirts behind. Yeah, he got fired and went up to TNA.
And he always used to push Triple H, didn't like it.
Yeah, he used to fight back.
But when Undertaker were pushing, he weren't doing nothing.
Yeah, of course.
Nobody
messes with Taker.
Yeah, of course.
But I got a list of like all the wrestlers Teddy Long has managed.
All right, go for it.
So do you remember Doom, Ron Simmons and Butch Reed?
Yes.
Classic. Johnny B. Bad, One Man Gang, Norman.
One Man Gang.
Yeah. Norman the Lunatic. The Skyscrapers, which was Sid Vicious.
Who the hell was Norman the Lunatic?
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean?
He was probably that one lame gimmick that just didn't survive.
Now hold on now, player.
Norman the Lunatic.
One Man Gang. Yeah, I said that already. Skyscrapers, Sid Vicious and Dan Spivey. Mean Mark Callous, which is The Undertaker. Marcus Bagwell. Two Cold Scorpio. Blah. Johnny Maggs. Craig Pittman. Bobby Eaton, who should be in the Hall of Fame. Jim Powers. Bobby Walker, Ice Train, remember Ice Train?
Yeah.
D'Lo Brown.
Sheila.
D'Lo Brown. Rodney Mack, Christopher Nowinski, Rosie, which is Roman Reigns' brother, and Mark Jinrag. Oh, and Jazz, the black girl from East Atlanta.
Wow.
The henchman.
Okay. Big up Teddy Long, man.
You know what I like? When they were saying like the package, is the bandanas that he used to wear.
Yes.
The headscarves.
And the glasses.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No, congratulations.
Well deserved. Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Well deserved.
What else is outside the ring?
This one just passed away.
Yes.
Nicole Bass.
And George the Animal Steele.
Yeah.
I don't have many memories of
him. He ate too much of the turnbuckle.
Yeah. So George Legend from, you know, 80s and 70s. And he was always the hairy one with the green tongue.
Yeah, with the green tongue.
And why did he have a green tongue?
And he used to always hold like a... I think when he got signed to Vince, he started holding a teddy. So he never used to hold a teddy before.
Vince told him to hold a teddy.
Yeah, you know Vince is like... weird. Yeah, you eat turnbuckles. Yeah.
Damn it.
Hold this teddy. He's a legend. And you know, it's funny, when he got into the Hall of Fame, I don't know why I thought like this, but... when he spoke, I was like, oh, he speaks like a normal person. But that's how good he was. I used to actually think he was quite messed. Like,
I thought he was actually an animal.
Not really. Of course, I know it was a gimmick, but I don't know why I was surprised he spoke like a normal man.
You get drawn in.
It's weird. You do get drawn in. That's it. So, and Nicole Bastet, you know what? You actually breaking the news to me that Nicole Bastet.
That's what I did not know this morning.
Apparently, she's in a coma, brain dead, and she's passed away.
Rest in peace to her.
We don't have any. I mean, she did a little thing in ECW, and then. She was supposed to have a feud with China, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's probably because China,
probably because China didn't want
to. She was a bodybuilder, so.
She wasn't really a wrestler.
No.
Oh, man. All right, should we move on? Elimination Chamber is past Sunday.
This Sunday, what did you think it is?
As a pay per view.
That's a pay per view. Because there's no point ranking this after we evaluate. Let's just go straight into the.
It wasn't my favorite pay per view.
Nah, it wasn't good, man.
I liked the main event. I thought the main event was really good.
Okay.
But as like the entire card, I wasn't very thrilled by the whole thing.
In my opinion, the main event was okay.
I thought it was good.
It wasn't great for me.
What didn't you like about the main event?
Should we talk about the main event first?
Oh no, you know what? Let's go through the card.
We'll start
with what happened at the beginning, which I don't remember. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, I know, right? What was the kickoff match? Oh, the kickoff match was
Mickey James and
No, that wasn't the kickoff.
No, that wasn't
kickoff
that.
Was Mojo Rawley. Oh my god, I forgot his name.
Who?
The guy that came back. Zack Ryder's ex-partner.
Oh, Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins.
Nothing we need to talk about.
Who won?
Mojo Rawley.
Okay. You think they're going to push him as a main event?
No, I really hope not.
I hope not.
No, he needs a tag team partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just wasn't good.
I don't think he's on his own.
Ready now.
No.
It kicked, and then after that, the first match of the pay-per-view was Mickie James versus and, Becky Lynch. Yeah.
What do we think of this?
Ladies, what do you think? I'm going to open the floor to you guys.
Well, from what we watched, I'm
happy that Mickie James is back.
Yes. Yeah, I love Mickie James.
I love Mickie James.
From when she came, remember when she first arrived?
Yeah.
Trish Stratus.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was brilliant, a psycho. Rivalry.
Yes.
But she was really good at it.
Yeah, she was really good at it.
She's always
really
been good.
She made a name of that.
She
made a name of that.
I remember their match at WrestleMania 22.
Yes.
The crowd.
And she did that. Remember when she did the.
When she grabbed the crotch,
and then she licked the vagina, and she licked
her.
But he's like, if you go on the network now, that's probably cut out.
Vince was vexed about it.
Yeah, he was vexed about it.
He was vexed about it.
I hope they didn't cut that out.
Yeah, she was in character, like, she was like,
yeah, I think that was great. The crowd went nuts.
She was supposed to be obsessed with
her. Yeah.
So yeah,
that was a great pop.
The crowd were completely.
How can Vince be vexed about that when he's in storylines with, like,
because
he does worse things.
Like, back in the day,
when he kissed Trish in front of his
Trish
wife.
I know,
and making Triple H have sex with a dead person.
The less said about that.
Yeah. The Kane storyline was that. Okay, let's not.
But the Becky Lynch match, I felt was really good. I don't understand why Becky won, though.
Yeah, I would have liked Becky to have lost.
Mickey should have won, in my opinion.
She just come back. Why make her
exactly?
Lose
I know she won on SmackDown.
Yeah,
but
yeah. You know, maybe they're trying to do something more with Becky.
Yeah, no, they are. Obviously, she's going to be positioned in a top spot in Mania, obviously. But I still feel she didn't need to win to get that. Like Mickey needed to win.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that was a decent match.
Decent.
Yeah,
the next match didn't make any sense to me. Kalisto, Apollo Crews versus your boy. Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah,
Ace, let's talk about this, man. What's going on here?
I'm a transitioning Dolph Ziggler stan, yeah? I disowned him last week.
You did?
But I'm kind of back on the Ziggler train now.
Well, okay. Because of the attack afterwards?
I think I've been begging for him to turn heel for almost a year. And then I was angry that they did it too late, and I felt like they didn't do it in the best way.
Justice.
I don't feel like they turned him heel with big enough opponents. I think no one really cares if he's heel against Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Or no one really cares. It needs to be somebody more babyface.
Yeah.
But I like how he's doing it.
Right.
Like he's really fitting into it, and I like the chair angle. I like the fact that he's going super ham with chairs.
I like that they're bringing back the chairs. I mean, I used to love it. Smack on their head, bust it open. Do you know what I mean? All this PG whatnot.
Yeah, and he's just coming across like a real arsehole, which I like.
Okay. Mm.
So I'm slightly coming. Yeah, I think leave the Apollo Crews thing alone now, and let's move him up a little bit to somebody.
So you were happy with more. You didn't mind him losing, no, but as long as he reacted the way he did, it's fine.
I liked the promo he did after. I liked all of it.
Okay.
If I'm honest, so. What did you think?
Like, they need to do something big with him at Mania.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I don't know what. I don't know where he's going to fit. I don't know where he's going to fit in the card.
We were talking about this
before. 10 years they've been lost.
How long has he been there?
Yeah, it's true.
You just feel like every minute he's going backwards. But I agree with what Ace says. Mm. I think this way is much better.
Much better.
I like
so long the whole Billy Gunn thing.
Billy Gunn, Shawn Michaels thing.
Well, I've been campaigning. I've been campaigning for him to like have a muscle.
That's what he needs.
He needs someone.
He should have a female muscle.
Maybe
Nia Jax.
I like that.
I don't know why he would need Nia Jax, but
I don't think she's big enough.
No, she's probably not big enough.
She's not big enough. But
what about Tamina?
Ooh,
Tamina Snuka, bring her back.
Maybe
as Dolph Ziggler's muscle.
I don't know, man. I think he needs somebody.
It would have been cool if Apollo Crews turned on Kalisto and joined forces with Ziggler.
Yeah, give him some sort of.
Because Crews has got nothing as well. Yeah. He's got nothing.
He's boring.
Yeah, he is. Great athlete, but he ain't doing nothing.
In terms of
man.
Character, boring.
Yeah, he probably needs to do a New Day thing, like just flip it completely.
Yeah, just be someone else.
Yeah. Mm. Next match is the tag team turmoil with American Alpha, Breeze Dango, Rhino, and Heath Slater.
Rhino. I saw him, why is he that white?
Yeah, he's a white guy.
What happened?
Yeah, he was white always, but he's gotten white. Obviously, with age, he's gonna get a bit bigger.
Yeah.
No. So can you imagine?
I like him and Heath Slater.
You like him?
Yeah, well, I like their little combo.
But they haven't done much with them recently, though.
That's what WWE does, you know. Yeah.
Can I talk about
one
this
minute
match?
You're up and then you're down.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very annoyed with this match.
Why?
Because, all right, so you had this turmoil, whatever, and then you had, like, Breeze Dango losing to Rhino and Heath, and that's cool. And then Rhino and Heath knocked off another team, Vaude Villains.
Right.
Yeah. And then you had the Usos come out. Yeah, they look badass. And the Usos for me is like they're up there with American Alpha. 100%. And it's like Usos defeated Rhino and Heath. But then they attacked American Alpha. They lost American Alpha,
right,
and then attacked them afterwards. I kind of felt it should have ended with American Alpha and Usos. Yeah, I know they're gonna. That's probably gonna be the Mania match.
I think they are setting up that
for Mania. Oh, yeah, and then Ascension come out looking sick. I've never rated them right, and I'm like, they look really good, and then they lose. And it's like, what is going on here? Like, but. Because I'm gonna keep going towards SmackDown, because SmackDown wasn't great this week, so right. I'm gonna mention a lot of SmackDown within the Elimination Chamber.
Just funny, I really like SmackDown this week. Anyway, go on.
Do you mind if I orchestrate it that way?
We're all over the place.
You can't see my hands, people in radio. But it's also a challenge to American Alpha on SmackDown afterwards. So I think that's gonna be the Mania match.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about that.
And I like. Because I just want to see a back and forth.
It should be three out of four.
I want a 7 series, bro. I just want it to go. I want them to fight forever. I like it. I think
that match is going to be sick.
It's going to be crazy.
And this is what they need to start doing: quality control with WrestleMania now, because Vince has got this thing where it's like everybody needs a payday, and he just lumps everybody. Nobody has. If you don't deserve to be at, like, Vaude Villains shouldn't be at WrestleMania, in my opinion, and Breeze Dango shouldn't be. But if you are going to have them there, put them in the Andre the Giant Memorial.
Do you know what I'm saying? Again.
And like, and another thing as well, like, okay, now it's going to be, I really hope, you know what, I'm really going ahead here, aren't I? Because I'm going to talk about Mania.
Go for it.
No, should we just talk about it afterwards?
We've just skipped everything.
Yeah, I know. Let me.
We've still got another pay-per-view.
I'm getting carried away.
Oh, yeah, go.
We'll get to that. We'll get carried away. So anyway, what did you guys think of the tag team tour more match?
I thought it was boring.
Yeah.
We actually fast-forwarded it. Yeah. we did.
Really?
Yeah. I just like the ending part.
Yeah.
The American Alpha one.
And they did that.
That was it. I'm inclined to say that I feel like SmackDown need another tag team, but do they? There's quite a lot of them, if you're honest.
They do after Mania.
Not yet. Okay. But I do just want to see American Alphas and the Usos just go back and forth.
That's what I want to see as well.
Because I think it'll be awesome. Even, I mean, they kind of teased it this week with their promo about being paranoid. And I just think I love badass Usos.
Finally.
We were saying that.
Enough with all of this hula hula.
It's terrible, isn't it? Yeah,
it was just...
I know we're going to relate to Smallins.
Who?
In a worldwide... sorry, wrong. But no, we're going to really, like, in a worldwide sense, like, Smallins have their culture and whatnot. I respect that and everything. But that's been done.
Been done.
And I think in today, you don't need to be doing that today.
No.
Yeah. Nikki Bella versus Natalya.
I liked it.
That was a good match.
I ain't gonna lie.
It surprised me.
Hey, that match was hard.
I thought it was a good match. Even after as well, when Natty went and attacked her.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
And Maurice was there like, well.
That match was hard.
Was
I ain't gonna lie. Those girls went at it, man.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have had a winner, though.
Yeah, I think Natalya should have won.
Yeah, the double count out.
And then I know it sets up for the fact that it's gonna be probably gonna be Maurice and...
Why? How does it?
Because when she got attacked,
I know, but
she just stood there.
She got hit, and then makeup fell on Maurice.
Yeah, but she was like, she was like, react.
Yeah, I know, but I think she's gonna. It's probably gonna.
I don't know why
something.
You think this. That doesn't end the rivalry though.
Because Natalya's gonna win on SmackDown. There's so many weeks till WrestleMania, so Natalya's gonna win on SmackDown because Maurice will cost Nikki the
match. And I will start.
That will start
rivalry.
The beef between. Yeah. See, I can write these things, man.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see it?
No.
You've obviously seen her in a big fight match?
Huh?
Big money match?
Who?
Cena.
Oh, gosh, no.
How would you use Miz this year?
For Mania.
I don't know. Less.
I like Miz. You don't know Miz?
Really?
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of the Miz.
I think he's stepped up big time.
I find him annoying.
Yeah.
That's very annoying.
But that's the thing.
I know that's the point, but... He's doing good as annoying. Yeah, he's doing very well.
I'm trying to think of how I would use Miz other than this.
The only way I can see is that Cena match.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that's really good for Miz. Not for Cena, but it's really good for Miz. And that's probably why they would do
it. It's good for Cena as well.
So he's not in the title.
Middle match, yeah.
I think it's a damn shame if Cena is going to be in this mixed tag team match. No, seriously, he's a 16-time world champion. Whether you like him or hate him, I think it's abomination if he is in a match with his girlfriend.
But don't you want to see it something like similar to Dusty Rhodes and the Macho King, baby?
I think it's a damn shame. if that's what your biggest match of the year is. No.
Okay.
They're going to do it, 100%. You're right. Okay. Because there's nothing else for him unless it's like...
I just don't see why they would do that thing with Maurice backstage if that's not going
to happen. No, you're right. There's a reason why it's obviously going
to
happen.
That won't lead to nothing else. No. So Maurice is going to hit with makeup. Okay. Anyway, back to the program, Natalia. Next match for me was the best match of the card, which is Randy Orton versus Luke Harper.
Yes, yeah,
I think it was brilliant.
Well done, Luke Harper.
Yeah, like they finally like showcased Luke Harper as a bad man, like we always knew he was. Yeah. And I feel they should leave Luke Harper a single wrestler now. Like, don't like have Eric Rowan come back and join forces with Luke. I don't want to see that.
Right.
Luke should be a single wrestler doing his thing now.
Yeah, yeah. He's proved himself.
He can talk as well,
you know,
man.
That's not gonna happen, right?
I know, it's probably not gonna happen.
No, I like Luke. I think this was a really, really good match, and I think they showed him and they made him look really strong.
Yes,
he
did. Yes, it's like one of the things where he lost, but he didn't really lose. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like that. So no, that was great.
Game momentum, exactly. Like the crowd was
and Owen had to win because he's going to Mania as you know, as number one contender.
Just one Royal Rumble.
Very good. Really good match.
Everybody happy with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the next match. Naomi. Alexis Bliss.
Well done, Naomi. Well done.
Yeah, let's give it on the floor
well
for Naomi.
Done. Yes.
She's been on the grind.
She's been hustling.
She was the first FCW champion before that turned into NXT. Right. You know, she was the first FCW champion, women's champion.
Yep.
So there was always like plans for her to do things in the main roster. It just didn't really materialize for till now.
Time.
She was a Funkadactyl.
Yeah, and I'm glad. And we were worried because when they repackaged SmackDown Live and Naomi looked really strong with a new entrance and feel the glow, we were, okay, they could do big things with Naomi. Yeah. And then she went missing for a while.
Yeah.
And we were like, fuck, maybe
Team Bad was terrible.
And I was thinking, and I remember I predicted it was going to be a Naomi Becky Lynch match at Mania.
He did
time ago, but then she was gone from TV, so I was like, oh wow, Naomi's
not. She had an injury, right?
She had an injury, I think, right. And she did a movie as well. She was doing a movie as well.
Really?
Yeah, some WWE film.
Okay.
Straight but now I'm glad that she's just come back, and she not only beat Alexa Bliss 3 times in a row now.
Yeah, this is
weird.
A third win. Yeah,
very strange.
No, no, she was. Well, one was a tag team match though.
Yeah, but still, she's still pinned.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
strange booking.
I feel I don't know.
Don't you think it'd be better if she won in Mania at home? That
well, I've been thinking about this all week.
Okay.
Although I was very happy that she won because we do champion Naomi on this show. I think it wasn't the right time. I don't think they built the rivalry enough.
Yeah.
I feel like it's gonna mean a lot this week, and then she's gonna turn up next week, and no one's really gonna care as much. There's a way to save this, though.
Wow.
Do you want to hear my theory? So, I reckon she loses this coming week on SmackDown.
And then wins.
But Alexa goes for the leg, because she's obviously slightly injured.
Yeah.
And just takes her out. So, she's off TV for a while.
And then, and then debut at Mania.
And then she'll come back at Mania and get it.
Because
I think people would care more if it looks like she was beat down and she was...
What do you think, ladies?
And they destroyed the leg... I feel like she should lose it, though.
That's a good shout, Ace. And are you happy that Naomi is the champion, first of all?
Yeah.
She's been hustling for ages.
Yeah, I respect her hustle. She's a great wrestler. Like, she has been working hard. Like, even when we saw her at Raw and she turned.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I thought
and she was getting mad.
I was going mad. I was like, yes, do it. That was real good. Yeah. But then
nothing happened.
And then it just dropped right real hard.
And then you forget about her.
I do believe that, it was rushed in her win. There wasn't very much to it. It was a little bit surprised. But when she did win it, it was emotional, whatnot. But where do you go from here?
Did you drop a tear?
Nah.
No. I got a little emotional.
Did you?
I warmed up a little bit.
I smiled.
I smiled.
When she cried, I was like, you know what?
You
that
sure
was
how
nice.
Much it meant?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was happy for her. I was really happy
for her.
And when we saw that little clip of her and John at the back.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet.
That was nice. That was cute.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
the little clip at the back with her and her husband.
She's putting the belt on and whatnot. He's making jokes because she can't put it on properly and whatnot. You know how John is.
They make a lovely couple, man.
Yeah. But I'm happy for her. I just hope that they just continue with this.
We'll see.
Ace.
I don't think she's.
What said.
I think Ace is right.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely.
I
right.
think she loses it.
She's gonna lose it back.
She'll win it back
because there's so many weeks till Mania.
Yeah.
And it's so long. Like obviously we have got a Raw pay per view coming up, but Like for SmackDown, there's so many weeks left. It's like, and he's right. The crowd's not really behind Naomi. They respect her and they think she's good, but they're not like, yo, oh my god, Naomi's here. Mm. So it's like she's gonna have to lose it.
And unfortunately, she's not great enough on the mic to carry.
I'm gonna snap your headbutt.
No, she's not.
No,
she's not good on the mic.
So I mean, if she loses it on Tuesday, she'll get more of the sympathy card, and I think it will mean more if she wins it back. In Orlando, because another thing is, at least they've seen that the crowd popped for her.
Yeah,
because I think it might have been more
there was no reaction.
Yeah, I think it might have been more of an experiment to see what will happen if she actually wins it, and the crowd went mad and they liked it. So we'll see, but I do think she's going to lose it on Tuesday. And I think they like Alexa Bliss a lot.
I like her.
She's doing good work.
I really like her.
I think she's sick.
I haven't really seen much of her, but she's dope. You've told me about her. I really like her. So I'm going to delve into her a little bit more.
Like, in terms of like...
And you said that she's good on the mic. Yeah. This is what we need.
That's it.
This is what we need and what we're lacking.
Like, she's good in the ring. Like, she's getting better in the ring every day. Like, she did a thing of the top rope. Like, she did like a spinning thing of the top rope and twirled into a pin. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
And then she's really good in the mic. So yes, Alexa Bliss all day. Next up, main event. The Elimination Chamber match. Bray Wyatt, John Cena, AJ Styles, The Miz, Dean Ambrose, and Baron Corbin. And we have a brand new WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
It's the era of Wyatt.
Yes. Well done. Yeah. Like, and I love the fact that it was the last two was AJ and Bray.
Yeah.
Like, the crowd was popping.
Yes.
When Cena got pinned, the crowd was going nuts.
Mad.
Yeah.
And great stuff. Bray, man. Well done, man.
Very good. Very good.
Like, I would honestly, me personally, it's mad to say this, because I've always waited, like Denise knows how long, and you know how long I've wanted Bray to win the title. But I'm gonna be real here. If AJ won, I would have went nuts. I actually would have loved it. Because AJ's my boy, man. I would have went crazy. But no, I was happy for Bray.
I think the right man won.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
100%. Yes, it was the right decision. Absolutely.
I think I would have preferred, to be fair, Bray to have pinned Cena.
Right.
Yeah, because Cena was champion.
Yeah.
I think Bray Bray eliminated Cena, though, didn't he?
For the last two. For him to beat the champion.
So you still have some doubt.
Because I still don't understand why Cena won.
Why did they make him win it? It was just a tie.
Yeah, it was just him. Just basically, the reason why they've done that is because Ric Flair's record, it was set in WCW. It's not a WWE record. Yeah, because WCW doesn't exist anymore. So they were like, we're going to actually... Because every time they say 16-time champion, everyone's going to be like, oh, okay. And then they'll do the research. Oh, that's WCW. And then,
It's very mean of it. You still don't respect Rick to just hold that for...
And it had to be John Cena as well.
I hear you. I was like that too, but I do understand at the same time.
For a month.
They did respect the record for a while, though.
Can't make Triple H, bro.
Nah.
Your son-in-law.
That's my dad.
But it was a good match.
I thought it was good, man.
I had my nitpickings about it, though.
So what didn't you like about it?
Yeah.
So I felt Corbin wasn't used well.
I think he was.
No, he did a few things and then got eliminated straight away.
I know, but I think how they set him up to win the IC block is amazing. I think this makes...
On SmackDown, you mean?
What? No, because obviously obviously he's going into a program
with Dean.
I think this was the best way to do it.
Okay.
I don't think he was... Another thing is, like, that kind of match, I think you do need to be a bit more experienced, and I don't think he was experienced enough to be in a match like that.
Sure.
So I think he'll be better in a one-on-one scenario with Dean Ambrose. Yeah, right. And I think they still made him look strong, though.
Yeah.
They made him look very strong.
They did.
So I wasn't angry with that.
Miz... Didn't do much either.
At all.
So that wasn't good.
He was just a number.
And then the way Cena pinned him was disrespectful.
I didn't remember.
It's like one leg and it's like leaning back. Like, he leans back and then it's like when the free hits, he just like dashes Miz's foot like you're nothing.
That's Cena.
Wow.
So I guess when I mentioned that on Gorilla Position, people were like tweeting at me saying no, but that sets up
what's
going to happen with Cena and Miz because... Showing dishes like
I can't believe this is gonna happen.
Yeah, I told you.
To go back to it.
Do we have to see that?
As long as they're not headlining WrestleMania.
It's true. As long as not headlining.
As long as we're not having it again.
But Bray picked up the win with a nice little back and forth with AJ.
Yeah.
Amazing. AJ, he was the man of the match match again. AJ was doing things. He's 40. He's like nearly 40.
It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, he's nearly 40. Doing them things there. I was like, what?
Yeah, but he was like Batista came like to the WWE until the end of his 30s.
Yeah.
And that.
But he's
amazing.
Love AJ, man. Mm.
I think now as well, this kind of Bray being champion gives them opportunity to turn AJ face.
Yes.
Yeah,
after Mania, obviously, really after the Randy match. But I like it, man. I like that Randy came at the end. It's going to be
Bray and Randy.
That's going to be sick. It's going to be sick.
I'm excited.
So should we talk about Raw?
Let's do it.
Where was Raw this week? Oh, in Las Vegas.
Yeah. It's the Festival of French.
Festival of French. Did you guys see Raw this week?
No.
Oh, no.
No, we missed it.
You missed the best turn ever. You missed classic.
You missed. You actually missed a classic. Like, classic. You know when you have moments that we all talk about? Yeah. Like, oh, Sean betrayed Marty Jannetty and all this. Oh. Like, class. It was a great moment. For like, I can imagine. I was talking to my Adam about this, about new fans who watch WWE.
Yeah.
Who watch it, they might be like, that could be like one of the moments that sell it for them.
100%.
Like, oh my God, that was so great. Yeah. I'm a wrestling fan for the rest of my life. It's like one of those moments. It was amazing.
It was so good.
Yeah, but it's the start from the beginning. Stephanie McMahon comes out.
Yeah.
And then Roman Reigns interrupts her.
Okay.
Why?
To grace us with his presence.
Yeah, we can see your face. That's fine, but we don't want to hear you.
Like, I'm getting sick of this, man.
I'm believed.
They've ruined him, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have.
They've ruined Reigns.
They really have.
It's not even his fault. That's the thing.
No, that's not what we were saying. That's
it's
what we were saying.
From
it's not even his fault.
And that's the thing. People have a go at me because they think I hate Reigns. I don't hate Reigns. Yeah. Like, okay, why all the hate on Reigns is too much skillet. No, I don't hate Reigns. I hate how they're using Reigns.
Yeah.
How
terrible.
It's getting worse and worse.
It was fine once upon a time until they just started.
And then the club come to Stephanie's aid.
Yeah.
Is that going to be something in the future?
It's a bit weird. I don't know.
Or is it just two people just to feed to Reigns?
Yeah, I think they just wanted to be bad. I don't know. I don't get it.
It was a fun match.
I didn't get it.
But I just didn't like Super Reigns. I just don't...
Like, how... Yeah, no. I think it makes your tag team champions look weak as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they do that. They've been doing that to the club. Yeah. I think they've been making the club look weak for
bad.
A while, though.
Yeah, they've been using the club well at all.
And I think this was just another thing.
Just giving the titles is not good enough, man. Yeah, you need to start using them properly.
Exactly.
Now. After that, Bo Dallas and Kofi Kingston.
Bo Dallas is still here. Yeah. Yes. Bo leave.
And Bo Dallas put on a little weight. It was more. What's going on?
He might as well just join the Wyatt.
What happened?
You know what's funny? It's like my daughter noticed it. And she was like, what?
Your daughter noticed it.
Bo Dallas used to be the skinny guy with the sign. I was like, and I looked up and I was like, right, he has, isn't he? He's like, he's got a belly now and stuff.
But I don't understand this match because it was just blatantly an advertisement for New Day ice cream.
Yeah.
Because Bo came out and then New Day interrupted him and then they were like cutting promos about ice cream, not even caring about Bo.
Oh, dear.
And then Kofi comes in. Bo does a sick move on Kofi. Kofi kicks out and then Kofi just beats him in seconds. I was like, nah, this... Bo needs to change. All right, I'm going to talk about something that really annoyed me. I know you guys didn't see Raw this week. Emelina.
Yeah. Do you know what?
I slightly watched this on mute,
so I didn't really understand what was going on.
All right, so, Stephanie, you've been quite up to date with wrestling this year?
Kind of.
And Denise, you're going in and out, right?
I know about the Emelina thing.
Right, so, you remember Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the Australian girl.
Yeah, Australian girl. They've been promoting this new gimmick of her for the past 17
weeks.
Well,
when she does that stupid dance.
It was 17 weeks. 17 weeks.
Yeah.
They've been promoting this new gimmick where she's like a supermodel and having these sexy photos of her and she's in the beach and like coming soon, Emelina, every week on Raw for the past 17 weeks. The debut of Emelina is going to happen. And then she finally debuts this week. She comes out. She comes out and she says, I am Emelina, with a good reception because she was looking lovely. And then she goes... And then you're going to see the makeover of Emma. And then she walks out.
I don't understand.
And that's it.
So now...
So that is another...
So that means that gimmick is scrapped.
Yeah.
So now they're going back to
Emma. And they're going to give it back to Emma.
After 17 weeks.
I read about that, actually, on one of the, you know, those wrestling sites. And apparently, they did, like, a test run or something, and they didn't like it.
Because
they wanted her to be, like... You know, like Sable was back in the day. And they saw it, and they saw that it didn't work. And you know what WWE's like.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, after all that build-up, they just scrap it.
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened with her.
It would have been best if they just didn't show the promos anymore.
Yeah.
And just brought her back in a different way. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because act like it never happened.
Yeah.
Because they do that as well sometimes.
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Crazy.
So all of that 17 that weeks.
17
weeks.
For nothing.
That poor girl.
She got suspended, no? Once, long time ago.
No, long time ago. That's for sure.
When she stole
an
iPad or something.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Jack Gallagher and Noam Dar had a match. I'm going to move on.
Jack Gallagher's over though.
He's sick. I can't wait for his match against Neville. That'll be sick.
He's just going to lose.
Neville.
No, but it'll be a good match.
Okay, we'll see.
But you don't want Gallagher to win the title, yeah?
No, not yet.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. No, I just. I don't. I do not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Braun Strowman versus Mark Henry.
Yeah. Oh, Mark.
Mark.
I like Braun Strowman, though.
I do.
Yeah, what do you think of Braun?
I liked him in Royal Rumble, what he was doing in there.
He did a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so people seem to like Braun, man. Yeah. Braun's doing well.
And you know what? Mark wasn't a pushover either. Like,
no, they did a good match between the two. Yeah, like, they made Mark Henry look strong. Yeah. And another great moment of Raw. Samoa Joe interview with Michael Cole.
Sick.
Amazing.
Good.
Yeah. Amazing. He was just like... badass, just straight, I'm here, I don't care if nobody likes me, I don't care what people think about me.
I like
him. And then Michael Cole kept mentioning Triple H.
Yeah.
And someone just thought, what is it? Are you interviewing Triple H or are you interviewing me? Like, what's this about? And it's, oh no, I'm sorry. Like, he was just, and he was like, I'm here, and he mentioned Sami Zayn. Yeah. So I'm not like Sami Zayn. I'm not here to put smiles on people's faces. Oops. I'm here to like, do my thing and kick ass. And
I liked when Michael Cole was mentioning all of the people that Triple H has turned on.
Yeah.
So he was like,
a long
what
list.
About Randy and Sean? And then someone was like, well, the difference between me and them is I don't need him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it was
amazing.
Like, it was sick.
Stuff.
It was really good.
I came here to hurt people and only... people alone. The only person's opinion I care about is Triple H. They talk about Seth Rollins. He says, redesign, rebuild, reclaim, more like re-injure. And I am here to change everything. I'm here to wreck shop, slap people in the face, and take everything from them.
Sick.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe, baby!
Yeah, it's hard.
And then Sami Zayn had a match with Rusev afterwards.
Yeah.
Beat Rusev, and then had a post-match interview, and was like, oh, I heard what Samoa Joe said about me. If you think I'm some sort of pushover, come try me, whatever. Mm. Da, da, da. And then Joe beat the shit out of him.
In a suit.
Yeah. In a suit.
Not even in ring trunks.
Nah. Like, he didn't even take off a shirt or nothing.
Just about undid the cuffs. Like, yeah. And Rusev, what's going on? Like, that's it then.
Crash.
Like, clean wins. Yeah. Like, clean losses from Sami Zayn.
And you can see, I think it's getting to Rusev a bit, because you know he's getting a bit more funnier more on Twitter. Like, he's getting a bit, like, he's doing a lot of jokes on Twitter now. And when you get like that, you know you just don't care anymore. You're like, you know what? They're not using me properly. I'm just going to say what I want now.
It's a shame.
Because he put this tweet up. He said, sorry to spoil the Royal Rumble for you guys, but this is what's going to happen. And he had like a fake call sheet. And it says Royal Rumble on it, winner Rusev. Like, he's obviously taking a piss. He's trolling. So I think he's just like,
trolling.
So it's sad. They need to use Rusev better as well, man.
100% sad.
Yeah.
Akira Tozawa beat Arya Daivari. Okay.
In your opinion, what do they need to do to help 106?
205 line.
106.
What's this? 106 and Park. What are you going to do to help 106 and Park get, you know?
So I've got a DJ Reggie called 106.
Get, Tyrese back on the show.
106!
Trey Songz.
205, like, do you, for me to get people to care about.
I've never watched it.
Never watched the Cruiserweights. No. Do you care about the Cruiserweights at all? Not one of them. Does any of them interest you at all?
No, not in the slightest.
What do they need to do? They're talking about letting the Cruiserweights tour like on their own. Like NXT have its own brand. Like, no one's going to go. Do you know that 205 is the 15th watch show? I'm no word of a lie. This is true. It's the 15th most watched show.
The Sabotage, they messed it up, man.
On WWE Network.
They messed it up. I think Triple H had big plans for it.
No, 15th. Yeah,
and Vince was like... Vince took it from him.
Switch it.
Vince goes, I want to take control of 205 Live.
15th.
Vince has never had a good track record with Cruiserweights. Who in the right man said to Vince, I know it's his company, but who in the right man was like, yeah, sure, this is good.
Or like Gilbert.
Speaking of Gilbert.
Gilbert was on the show this week.
So,
no way.
Yeah.
So the Festival of Friendship. So the Festival of Friendship, we're going to run it down for you. This was a great
amazing
moment in wrestling. So Chris Jericho dressed with silver... What the hell was he wearing? Like a silver jacket, kind of
suit, yeah.
Silver hat, kind of Las Vegas-y type of wear.
He had showgirls
come
on
out.
On each arm, walking down to the ring with him.
And then he asked Kevin Owens to come down. Fireworks was popping off. Kevin Owens comes to the ring. He revealed a sculpture to honor his friendship with Owens. He also showed Owens a mock version of the creation of Kevin, which you know, like the creation of David. Was it? No, the creation of...
I have no idea about artwork.
But it's a parody of a picture. Oh my god, I'm going to get called up here.
It is what it is. It was a painting. They were both naked in the painting.
It's like the creation of David, or creation of God, or You know the one with the guard and someone touches
Yeah,
hands?
But I don't know what it's called.
Can I edit this?
No, you can't.
No, you gotta keep it.
This is gonna stay in.
Anyway, Creation of Adam. Creation that's what it was. The Creation of Adam. It. Yeah. Creation of Adam. What am I thinking, David? Creation of Adam. And it's like where they touch hands. Anyway, so he did a parody version that was Jericho and Kevin Owens. I wish I could show you a picture of this. You have to see it. It's hilarious. Okay. And so like Kevin Owens is looking at it like, because Kevin Owens is naked and Jericho has got his like wrestling pants on in the painting. And Owens is like, you've got nothing but pants on. He goes, yeah. He goes, it's art. You don't need pants. And then Owens goes, I've got kids, man. I can't show this to my kids. Yeah. And then Jericho kept showing, trying to impress him with more and more gifts. Brings out Goldberg.
Oh my god.
Owen gets frustrated when Goldberg comes out, beats up Goldberg.
Last from the past.
And then we got some memorable quotes I've written down here. Jericho goes, I've present you the art of Jericho. Sculpt it in, man. Art, you don't need pants. I'm going to graduate you. You're going to beat Goldberg. Oh, I'm going to congratulate you. You're going to beat Goldberg at Fastlane. I make sure of it. And Owen slams Jericho's head into the festival sign because he goes crazy and gives him like the list of KO.
Yeah.
So he said, I've got a gift for you, Jericho. Gives him it. And then he's like, oh, it's another list. Jericho pulls it up and it says the list of KO and goes, why is my name on it? And then Kevin Owens beats him up. So it was a good swerve, man. It was good.
Nice.
Let me ask you though, was it better than the barbershop segment?
No.
Do you know what? I've heard people say it was
better than Michael's barbershop.
Yeah,
no, but it was great though.
It was very similar.
Yeah, but yeah. It wasn't. Come on, man.
It was very good though.
I think the barbershop thing was truly shocking. I don't think anyone knew Shawn Michaels was going to turn.
I knew Owens was going to. No,
turn.
I didn't think it was going to happen on Monday.
Yeah, I did.
I thought it would take a while.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was good. Really good. Really, really
it was
good. Through the telly, everything.
Through the telly, yeah. Through the TV. Yeah. So it's going to be Jericho Owens versus WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, but I mean, what does that mean about? Does that mean Goldberg's definitely going to win?
Oh,
yeah.
No!
Yeah, of course he is.
Why?
Jericho's going to cost Owens the title now.
You say that, but because another thing you didn't mention was the fact that this kind of looks like Triple H is starting a stable. Did you see it?
It looks like it.
It looks like he's starting a stable with Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens.
Yes.
And if that is the case, I don't think they'll let Goldberg get the belt.
Hopefully not.
Interesting.
But would they bring Goldberg for him to just lose?
I get the feeling Lesnar's going to win that title.
Oh, at Mania.
It's just as bad.
Maybe. Who knows?
Enzo Amore versus Cesaro. Should we?
Yeah.
All right.
Cesaro.
I love Cesaro. He's sick.
Yeah. I do love him.
Charlotte versus Bayley. Let's talk about the main event on Raw for the Women's Championship. Ace. Can you please talk about this, please?
I'm not angry like you are. I mean, are you angry because Charlotte's lost the belt?
I'm angry because you're so predictable. Angry because Charlotte's got this record where she can't lose in pay-per-views.
Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah, so she could never lose in pay-per-views all of a sudden. And you, as soon as they said title on the line on Raw, Bayley was going to win. And it's too soon for Bayley to win. I think Bayley should have probably won at Mania or something a bit more monumental, in my opinion.
I think the way in which he won will help Sasha turn heel on it.
Yes.
Sasha helped her win, basically. Sasha helped her win, and I feel like Sasha will come out and say, well, you only won because of me. And then that might start a little feud between them two. I don't know. I wasn't angry with it, though.
Okay.
You didn't like it?
It was just, yeah.
It was a decent match, though, as well.
So what does that mean? You think Charlotte's going to win it back at Mania?
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
I don't want to see that. It's too hot potato.
It's just going back and forth to her all the time.
Or maybe she just doesn't get pinned at Mania. Doesn't mean she's lost. Or if she does, because it will probably be like a four woman match again. Does that mean she hasn't lost if she doesn't get pinned? Does that count as a loss?
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah,
she
true. Yeah, it doesn't count.
Doesn't count, does it?
Yeah, doesn't count as a loss. Yeah, they'll probably do that.
She still hasn't lost.
Yeah,
if she doesn't get pinned.
So maybe retain and that's true. That's a good point.
Or she'll just win it back. One of the two.
She'll get it back sooner or later. She always does.
One of the two. I don't know.
SmackDown Live?
SmackDown Live. Yep. I don't remember how this started and I don't remember where it was from.
Well, it started with Bray.
Yes.
Cutting a promo. People congratulating him.
The era of the Wyatt era.
Yeah. Starting the era of Wyatt. And then he got interrupted by Cena. Yeah. Right? Did you watch it, Steph, right?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see SmackDown? No, okay. No.
booed his life away.
Yeah,
oh my days. No, like, I've seen bad receptions for him, but they proper let him have it.
As in, like, 2006, have it.
It wasn't like...
He doesn't get that anymore.
No, he doesn't get that, but they did let him have it because it was very much like, I could tell that they were annoyed. It's like, fam, just let Wyatt have his moment.
Yeah.
And you've come out. Did you hear it, though?
Yeah,
it
but they popped for AJ when he came out.
They popped for AJ.
So...
Yeah,
but Cena's annoying. That's why.
So there was a triple threat match organized by Daniel Bryan between AJ Styles, Bray Wyatt, and John Cena
for the title.
For the title,
yeah. So they both got rematches on the same in the same.
But match. That's a bit unfair. That's not AJ's one-on-one rematch, though.
And the thing is, AJ's been promised a one-on-one rematch, that should come at some point.
Oh yeah, he does. Oh yeah, we talk about that because he goes on Talking Smack and talks about that.
Okay, okay. And watch that.
American Alpha defeated Ascension again.
Yeah.
And then Usos showed up on the Titantron, so they laid a challenge down. So hopefully that will be WrestleMania. And that's what they need to do as well, man. Keep that a tag team match between those two. Don't have like some stupid turmoil with different tag teams or nothing. Just keep it Usos versus American Alpha.
I agree.
I hope so anyway. Yeah. Baron Corbin attacks Dean Ambrose, setting up the IC title feud.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, because usually for the past WrestleManias, it's been ladder matches for the IC title.
Yeah.
So this might be the first time there's been a one-on-one for a while.
And is there another pay-per-view before Mania?
Cool, yeah. That's what I was going to say, because my whole point was I think they should make the women's match of SmackDown a ladder match and have like six women in that.
Mm.
And then just have, you know, the Cruiserweight title one-on-one, IC one-on-one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of just lumping everybody in, and maybe just lump all the other people in Andre the Giant.
Yeah, maybe.
Ladies, what do you think of that?
I like the ladder match for the women.
That'd be great. It'd be something different.
Okay, so we've kind of already booked Nikki and Maryse.
Yeah, so Nikki's out of that.
So who were the six women?
Natalia, Naomi.
Okay.
Becky.
Yeah.
Alexa,
Mickey James.
Carmella.
And Carmella, exactly.
Carmella, yeah.
I don't know if it'll be good.
Okay.
I don't know if it'd be good. Anyway, go on.
So yeah, you're happy with Ambrose and Corbin?
Yeah, I think that'll be good, a good match. And I think Corbin will be a good IC champion.
Cool. Mickie James defeated Becky Lynch.
Good.
In a rematch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Naomi was interrupted by Alexa Bliss during her little SmackDown speech of winning the title. So I guess they're going to have a rematch soon, which you're probably right about your theory. It's next week. Yeah, but there you go. And the triple threat at the end was a great match.
Really good match.
Fantastic match. You guys need to check it out. It was like a WrestleMania style match. It was dope. Yeah, it was great. And Bray picked up the win. And then Randy Orton.
He actually pinned Cena, which you would have liked.
Yeah, he did.
Fantastic.
Then Orton showed up.
Yeah.
And said to Bray that I cannot challenge you. I can't go against you at Mania. You are my master. And I bow to you. And then Bray said, "We're taking over, brother." And then that was the end of SmackDown.
You know what I like?
We know where that's heading.
It's going to build up, obviously.
We know where we're going with that one.
But do you notice how, like, Randy knows how to get the crowd hyped? Because...
Yeah, the crowd do love Randy.
He always looks like the RKO is cocked and ready to go. Even the way he was standing behind Bray, he was like, he was in a stance like he was about to do it. So they were all waiting for it. And he didn't. Yeah. But I don't know how we get from no match to a match now. What happens?
Well, yes, like the girl said, it's going to build up to something.
How though?
I don't know.
Oh, and Luke got involved in that triple threat as well.
Oh, yeah, Luke got into the match. Luke was beating up Bray at the beginning.
Luke beat up Bray at the beginning, and he still came back on one.
Yeah.
Which was good. It was a good match, really good match.
And Talking Smack afterwards, AJ Styles frustrated comes down, starts talking to Daniel Bryan like, that's not my rematch.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that is. He's like, no, but I was promised a one-on-one. And Brian goes, I didn't promise you a one-on-one. He goes, yeah, but Shane did. And he goes, well, that's with Shane. So I'm assuming, it's probably going to be Shane AJ for Mania.
No.
I don't want to, exactly.
No,
I don't want to see that.
No.
Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that, no.
Like, it'll probably be a good match.
No, it won't.
Will it?
No,
I very much doubt it. I'm sorry.
No, Shane.
I love
no,
Shane, but
Shane
no.
Shane back.
Why does AJ Styles have to wrestle Shane?
Exactly. Give AJ Styles somebody.
Give him
somebody
else.
Like, AJ Styles could... You know what it is? They know if they put AJ with anybody else, he's going to steal the show.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to steal the show with Shane anyway, but...
How?
Because it's AJ Styles. AJ Styles can wrestle with anybody.
Like, how, though?
I don't know.
It has to be a two-way thing. Like, he can't carry Shane for...
AJ can.
For
AJ can.
But it's not going to be five stars.
And Shane is not like... Come on, Shane is a good worker too.
Was he possibly going to jump off now?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
He's still broken from that. Like, come on.
Remember when he got speared by Roman Reigns at Survivor Series? Did you ever watch Survivor Series?
No, we didn't watch that.
Roman Reigns speared...
he was doing a coast-to-coast.
He speared Shane, and Shane got mashed up.
Like, during his coast-to-coast?
Yeah.
During the coast-to-coast, Reigns caught him, and then Shane was supposed to lay down for the free. But I think it's like he was in so much pain. When he was like, one. He was in so much pain. I think Shane had a twitch and he kicked out.
By accident.
Like, he had a twitch. Like, he was actually like I think his arm seized up or something.
So what did they have to do after that?
So it was like, oh, he kicked out, but he's so hurt that he's out of the match now. That's what exactly.
Like, Randy had to go over and console his son. That's how bad it was. He looked like he was...
His arm seized up. Like, he was just like,
I don't want to see
it. So Shane AJ.
Can't have
no,
that.
No, we can't.
No.
Please.
No. Are you guys looking forward to WrestleMania though?
Yes. Yeah, I always look forward to WrestleMania. This is when you start getting
excited
about it.
When someone mentions the word WrestleMania to you, what's the first thing that comes to your head? What do you remember? Like, what's your memories?
I just remember me and Denise always staying up until goodness knows what time, even though we had school the next morning to watch.
Yes.
And I remember like WrestleMania 17, which is my favourite WrestleMania. Yeah.
17, yeah. Austin Rock. I think that's
I love that one.
I think that is the best WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's my favorite WrestleMania.
But my favorite,
Is WrestleMania 10.
Is it?
Yeah.
With Bret and Yoko and Bret and Owen. That's my favorite, and Shawn and Razor. But I do think WrestleMania 17 is the best WrestleMania.
The whole card.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Silent.
So I don't know numbers. You got
17 was the one with Austin and Rock. Numbers.
Okay, Austin and Rock.
And then you had Austin Turn.
With Vince and that was very good.
And that's with TLC in there. TLC 2. You had the classic Triple H and Taker. Vince and Shane. Even that was a great match.
You had was it Kurt Angle and Benoit?
Yeah. See?
Wow, that card already.
It's a great WrestleMania, man. And Jericho and Regal.
Yes. Yeah, that was the opening.
That was the first match.
Greatest WrestleMania matches ever of all time.
Mine is Undertaker and Edge 25.
Oh wow, you like that match, yeah?
25 in Miami.
That was a decent match, still.
Was it Miami?
Yeah, I think it was in Miami. Yeah, you were. I think you were there for that.
No, that was Taker Triple H.
I have so many, but probably my favorite one, because I thought Undertaker was going to lose, actually, was Shawn Michaels and Undertaker. The first one.
The first match.
Yeah. Was that 25?
That's
25.
Any match for Shawn Michaels.
That was a great match.
I love that match. I remember JR, like, his commentating on that one was just epic.
Best commentator ever. I got to meet JR this weekend.
Yes.
How was that? Good, man. He was really respectful, really nice. Like, he really liked me. He's a humble Oklahoma man. Yeah. And it wasn't like I interviewed him on a one-on-one basis. It was like a press conference.
Right.
But I raised my hand and I asked my question. And he was like, yes, sir. You got it.
Give it a nod.
Yeah, he was really nice.
No way.
He was moody, man.
This is what I was saying. He was good with you.
I had a great interview.
That was a good interview.
Thank you.
He didn't want to do any interviews. And so he gave me 5 minutes because of the TalkSport thing.
No.
And then when I sat down, he was on his phone. I was like, hey, Kurt. And he was like,
oh man.
And then I was like, oh, this is awkward. And then he went, oh, I'll be with you in a minute. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just doing something. He's like, oh, that's cool, bro. I'm just setting up. You're not set up already.
Yeah.
He's like, taking out the batteries and bringing it back in. And making sure the sound's right. Dude, 1-2, 1-2. But yeah, you know what? He gave me the scoop that he wasn't going to wrestle at Mania.
Definitely not.
So he's definitely not messing at Mania. He said that he might get a chance to wrestle later on in the year, but Mania's not happening. I don't think he's going to wrestle again.
How's his neck?
Like, I saw him match against Del Rio. He could do the spots, right? Yeah. He can do the spots. Like, he did a suplex off the top rope. He did an angle slam. He did all the spots. But Del Rio was in control.
He carried the match.
But he could still make
Which would
appearance.
Make sense, because obviously Del Rio was younger. Yeah. I get that. But I do honestly think Del Rio was in control.
Is
more
Del Rio
mainly.
Younger than Kurt Angle?
Yeah, of course he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
He looks old, you know?
Kind of, yeah.
Don't tell him. Paige will kill you. Yeah.
She'll gouge your eyes out.
But he can still make an appearance. Like, do something like, you know, like what Austin and them always do.
Apart from Ric Flair, who did a mini exception to, when else have you ever seen someone get inducted and get to wrestle afterwards? Apart from Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, no, you're right. We were trying to work this out the other day, right? Yeah, no.
So I feel if they're going to induct you before even asking you about another match,
yeah,
they're done, mate. That's what I think.
And he can just run down.
And
to
I think Daniel Bryan would be fuming.
Didn't Kevin Nash have a run after he got inducted?
No.
The CM Punk run?
No.
No, that was before.
That was before.
Nash got inducted before. Like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2015.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah, you're right. No one's done that.
And it's like, I think it'd be an insult to Bryan if they... I know I shouldn't say this because obviously Bryan's not wrestling anymore and Angle is still. But I think if they let Angle wrestle with his conditions and didn't let Bryan wrestle...
Right.
I know it's different because Bryan was having seizures and he's got a hole in his brain and whatnot, but...
Hole in his brain.
That's the reason why he got stuck. They found a little hole in his brain.
Shit.
Oh yeah. Because he was like... Bryan was getting cleared by everybody apart from the WWE.
Right.
So everybody was saying, Bryan, you're good to wrestle. You're fit to wrestle. And then... But every time you go to WWE officials, they were like, no, you're not cleared. And he's like, well, what's wrong? And then they did like an x-ray and they found... a small hole in his brain, and that was enough
all
to
all these other doctors missed.
Exactly. And then Bryan saw the x-ray and he was like, oh, you know what, and he had to stop because obviously that can get bigger if he keeps taking bumps and brain damage, man. That's what Benoit had. He had so many holes in his brain.
Yeah
that's what they said.
I saw that picture of his brain. It was
mad,
mashed up,
scary.
But thank you for coming, ladies.
Thank you so much
for having us.
You didn't answer your Mount Rushmore. We always ask our guests every time they come in, your Mount Rushmore, your top four of all time. Women, men, whoever.
Oh, wrestlers?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start from four. Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
And Undertaker.
Okay.
Triple H. And my favourite of all time is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay, I like that's a good four.
I love him.
That's a nice four.
He's my favourite. He's the reason why I got back into wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's my one.
Yours, Denise?
Very tight between China and Lita. Lita.
Yeah, she's Lita.
Is my number four. Shawn Michaels is my number three.
Okay.
Undertaker, number two. Number one, Triple H.
Wow, okay.
Triple H.
These are Triple H fans here, man.
Triple H fans.
Really?
You know what? He's a ledge, though.
He's a ledge.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
He's my boy.
Do you think you'll have a match at Mania?
Probably.
Really?
It was supposed to be Seth, wasn't it?
Wasn't it supposed to be Seth Rollins? Yeah. I don't know who now, but...
It'll probably be Seth still. I think Seth's all right.
Do you think he'll be back?
I think he'll be back for me.
I hope so. I really want to see that match.
Yeah. Me too. That'd be a great match.
I would love to see it.
All right, I guess that's it.
You done?
Yeah, we're done, man.
Cool, man. Thank you so much for coming through,
man. Thank you for having us.
The door's there. Anytime you want to come back.
Yeah, if you see anything in wrestling that frustrates you and you want to clear things off your chest, kick out your place, baby.
You should come back when Cena does number 17.
we'll be ranting.
Yeah, we're just ranting.
Swear words all over the place.
Oh, but actually, can I ask them something before we go?
Go for it.
Women's Revolution. What do you guys think of this, man? Do you think it's like a great change in wrestling, or
yes, if you compare it to where the women were even like 4 years ago?
Definitely,
to be honest, because me and Denise were saying, how many women's matches did we see?
Three.
There was three back in the day. There was like one.
That is true. There was
like
three minutes. There was three women's matches on Elimination Chamber pay per view.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We didn't even talk about that. Yeah, that's
back
true.
In the
that's
day,
a good
it was
point.
Like 2 minute matches.
Yeah.
Stupid little things.
If you're not, you'll have a swimming costume contest or whatnot.
Pillow fight.
After Trish and Lita went, it just went downhill from there. Even though you had like girls like Mickey James and Beth Phoenix and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You have Ivory. Ivory was good.
Jacqueline, Jazz.
Jazz was dope.
Even Sable, you know.
I liked her as a character. As a wrestler, she wasn't. No, of course. But as a character wise, Sable was cool.
So it's about time. I honestly believe it's the best time for women.
Yeah, it's the best time.
Because they've got the best talent,
exactly.
In my opinion.
And I think got a wide range of women at the moment
that's
as well.
Right.
Who's the best, though, right now?
Yeah, who do you rate?
I like Bayley. I think as a wrestler.
I'm
going to
go
really
with Sasha.
Okay. Sasha Bayley and Sasha fans. And they need to... In my opinion, that needs to be the Mania match.
Mm. Yeah.
I think you're right. It'd probably be a four-way, which will be great too. But I feel Charlotte should probably have a different match, maybe with like a high-profile celebrity, maybe like a Ronda Rousey or something.
That's not happening.
Yeah, she won't.
Ronda,
I know.
Please.
But Bayley and Sasha.
Ronda Rousey.
A Bayley Sasha match at Mania needs to happen again.
Yeah, I would prefer that.
Because they tore the 100%. House down like 2 years ago, man.
That'd be awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, then, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah.
All right, people, rate, subscribe, comment. Till next week. Peace.